G'day and welcome to this, the 15th episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week, Sloth's back from his adventures overseas. We talk about the cryptic green clues that were in this week at Bungie. We talk about what we're doing to try and survive the Destiny downtime and a hell of a lot more. So, if you're into that, if you like a yarn, stick around. It's a whole lot of fun. Peace! G'day and welcome to this, the 15th episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. I am Log Power Slave, and in the box to my left is a very Obi-Wan Kenobi looking Mylan Games. How you going, buddy?
I almost did a Yoda quote and then I backed off. I was like, that's not Obi-Wan can do. Oh God, triggered. Yeah, good mate, how you going?
Yeah, good. And in the box below me, I don't even know who this person is. Who is this Muppet? It's real-time Sloth. He's back from his adventures around the world. The three amigos have reunited, and it'll no doubt be a hard-hitting and significant episode.
Thought-provoking, intelligent, significant episode.
Significant, deep, emotional episode. So, honestly, let's be honest about Destiny at the moment. There's not a whole lot going on, is there?
No.
I got a bone to pick with Deej for putting out a weekly update every week that I read every word of, and then come away going, nothing, there's nothing in it.
There is nothing there. He is the king of saying nothing at all while spouting rubbish.
Yeah, but we talked about this last week, like...
There's an art.
There's an art to it, and, you know, that's his job, and he's probably got the hardest job to deal with us. To deal with, like, knowing that he's going to release that statement or whatever you want to call it, and basically
it's gonna get
every podcast is going to make comment how there wasn't really much information in there, and then people are the eternal, as Byth puts it, the eternal content question. People are going to be like, where's the content? We need more content.
Where's the content?
No, I mean, like, we have said this before, and you guys have said this before with previous guests, because apparently I'm a guest and not a host, but that's fine. guests, like he's got one of the toughest jobs in Bungie.
Because he's
the face of Destiny at the moment.
I don't think I could do his job. I'd go Liam Neeson.
No, I really couldn't. No, he's done things pretty tough, and he's good at it. He's good at saying nothing while, you know, spouting shit. So good on him. We'll power to him.
All right. So on the more important shit, Sloth, where the fuck have you been?
Well, first I was. Oh wait, I can't tell you that. I'd have to kill you. No, I was in. I went spent some time with in England with the family and all that sort of thing. Went over there and met my brother-in-law and met me nieces for the first time, which was always good. And, you know, it's good. And who's this new bum? Fuck off, buddy. I just went over to England and froze my ass off and drank lots of Kraken rum and beer and English crap and food. And it was good. I loved it. I actually really loved it. England's beautiful. And I would recommend anyone go there. Just be aware that they speak weird and it's really hard to understand them.
So that doesn't touch on the fact that every day, literally, you send us messages of you going, it's fucking cold with the temperature thing. Every day.
Townsville. I live in Townsville. It is 35 degrees with 100% humidity outside. It was -3. Not even my fat gut could keep me warm there. You shush. It's cold. And it was Snapchats. And I was trying to be, shut up. It was a good time. It was a good time. I mean, spending time with family and just being off of, well, not off of social media, but off of gaming for a bit did sort of feel good for a little while, but then I ended up, you know, missing the hell out of it. So I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back.
It's really good fun. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I just had to play with other people, like this other guy in the other box. It was weird. Orb carries. We don't like each other at all.
Oh, yeah. What's an orb carry, please?
Yeah, we'll have to show you. We'll teach you the way.
I'll teach you, man. I do orb carries every Wednesday and Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Oh,
there's Matt adopting the traditional League of Legends streamer posture of displaying your furrowed brow. Yeah, nice try, Sloth. Not enough mouth breathing. Good.
Sorry.
Jesus.
All right.
Holy crap. We're already off fucking topic.
We're off track.
It is good to have Sloth back. It's been one of those things that, you know, you've been back for a couple of weeks now and it just hasn't lined up. So it's good. We'll have to, you know. Do you know that we've never done this with four people?
No, like, we haven't.
We've only ever... There's always been one of us has managed to miss whenever we've had a guest, which is just, I don't know. I looked back through it. Anyway.
I could have sworn we did four with, I mean, when Zach was here. No, wait, no. It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway, who cares? The semantics of Destiny Down Under. Who cares? But, all right, back to Destiny at the moment. So, Matt, you've heard, had your ear to the ground, and you think there's a few theories going around as to what might be happening over the next month or so. Do you want to enlighten us?
Yeah, well, can we jump into the this week at Bungie, what it said, and then I'll hit you with some potential speculation.
All right, so
let me just go over this first little line from the week of Bungie. Green is a fine color, often used to signal things like good weather, operational readiness, or clearance to merge the highway. When we approve a download for Destiny here at Bungie, we have to say it's green lit. Matt, go. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So, do you want to... There's lots of mentions of green. There's hints of green, right? And I guess Bungie do this in the past where they leave hints to what is coming up. So, what? Anon Pig made a post previously. I don't know if it came from somewhere else, but thinking St. Paddy's Day?
He tweeted something out this morning that you'd have to be pretty blind to see it. And because I'm thicker than the average bear, I didn't actually get it until he said, wait, green, mid-February, St. Patrick's Day. That makes sense. However, talking about this pre-stream, would you be able to have a St. Paddy's Day type situation in Destiny?
What would you do if you had St. Patrick's Day? Like,
what day of the week is St. Patrick's Day? Because I reckon it'll
It's not even in February, though. It's not even in February. It's like 17th of March, the month later. So it's not like when it was Valentine's Day and it was literally like bang on when they were releasing it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like the 14th of February is typically where they release things. And that's what this says. Scheduled... The Destiny hotfix 2.5.0.2 mid-February, which was with the Valentine's release last time, and what they're working on. I mean, there's other things in there too, but I think we're assuming there's going to be additional live content from the way they're talking, right? The live team's working in parallel.
Yeah, that was the whole tease of last week.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right, so...
But we'll get a live stream. They've hinted that we'll get a live stream before the reveal. Or before it goes live, anyway. Like, before the hotfix goes live, we'll get a live stream as well. They'll show off some of the things.
I was talking about this to a couple of the guys last night. It is interesting to see where they're going to go, since now it's going to be April when the next content release is. After playing a bit of Destiny over the last few days, there's not a lot of people kicking around. If you're just jumping in, just to have a couple of games because, you know, Iron Banner was around, so a lot of people came back. As soon as Iron Banner went away and there's no trials, there's not really much in the way of PvP. And that is what is holding Destiny together at the moment, is PvP. I know a lot of content creators and streamers still do the raids and all that sort of thing, and that's great. Good, more power to them. They can pull in 300 people per stream and, you know, do that sort of thing and get people, you know, reinvigorated with... the PvP, PvE rather, aspect of the game. But a lot of people, from how I see it, is that PvP-wise, unless there's a special event on, there's not really much to do. Like, people are just, they're not really hanging around in there. I took 20 minutes to find a game in Control last night.
Really?
In American Prime Time, mind you. So really? That was really quite a difficult thing to sort of deal with. You know, the player base is dropping off. How are they going to bring people back?
Well, look, I think this hotfix has to have exotics in it.
Mm.
So I wonder without question, man. Without question.
It has to have exotics in it. to get people to get all the collectors back. A lot of the chat are talking about Hive related.
Dude, Venus. DLC. Venus is all fucking green, if you want to go that way. That's where the vault is. Jesus.
Well, see, I don't think it's gonna be old raids returning in Feb. I don't think it will be.
Me either.
I think it'll be later. I think it'll be much closer to Destiny 2 release. A bit of a hype man for Destiny 2. A lot of people talking about Croydon returning in chat, and Green Flames, Green Hive, that kind of thing. Makes sense, yeah. Strike, like, you know, maybe more Hive strike missions. Maybe someone from a lore point of view rising up again. I don't know. I'm not too sure whether it would go down that path.
Yeah. Well,
what color is Lysander's bike? The sparrow.
Oh, that Lysander's green.
What's the Conkerdat colors?
It is also green. The Conkerdat symbol is green. Oh, log power slave.
Lore osmosis.
Lore osmosis. Sloth doesn't even know what's going on. I have no idea
what's going on. No,
that's all right.
Let's put Sloth in for other
what
people.
What is a Lysander?
Okay, so Lysander was booted out of the tower before our time for pretty much trying to create an uprising and to overthrow the Vanguard and the Speaker. And he was booted out of the tower. We didn't know where he was. In the events leading up to Sparrow Racing, there was a not an Easter egg. There was a small mission in there and a secret, and you actually get a present from Lysander called Lysander's Gift. And basically what it implies is that Lysander is softening us up to join him, and the speculation is he potentially could return and cause a civil war in the tower. So he represents the Conkerdat, which was a faction that was disbanded when he was exiled from the tower. If you go into Bannerfall, you actually see the Conkerdat symbol, which is I think it looks like a fist. I don't know actually what it is. I think it looks like a green fist. And they versed New Monarchy in Bannerfall. So that is really interesting. That could be... Oh, Mr. Power Slave, you heard it here first, boys and girls.
Yeah, no. This shit that comes into my head, it's amazing. Most of it makes rubbish. Sense.
I mean, that little sort of quest line, that sort of adds a little bit to it, even if it is just a sort of snippet of something that happened in the past and something that could happen in the future. So, I mean, you know, more power to them. More power to the live team for putting that in. GGs, well done.
Yeah, I think that was a really nice little lore tidbit that was put in. That got a lot of people excited.
You go into the forums now, like speaking of like revamps and all that sort of thing, a lot of people, like especially in the PvE aspect, like PvP, the PvP aspect, people are always going meta, nerf, buff, meh, you know, that sort of thing. That's always going to happen. But in the PvE aspect, like you said, like people are asking for the raids to be redone similar to Omnigul Strike. They want to get that redone.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. And yeah, I'll be pretty keen for it.
Mm.
I'm mainly. I'd like to think that I was a mainly PVE type player because I'm average at PvP, a bit like you, Matt. But you know, like it's, like if they bring back Vogue and it's Sievified Vogue or something Vogue, Crota, the same thing. They're both really good raids, so I'm down for it.
Even a revamping
of the Prison of Elders, because I haven't been like another one, not just the Challenge of Elders, but revamping the Prison of Elders as well. So. That could be fun. I'd be down for it. I'm not sure how they get into the lore wise, but no, I'd be definitely down for it.
What a great speculation section. Well done, everyone. That was sick. And now watch it all fall away, and we just get St. Paddy today.
Read out some of the other ones that we looked up earlier that you were going through. What other days could we be celebrating? Okay. Pearlers in there.
If it isn't St. Paddy's Day, or if it isn't Lysander returning, or if it isn't Crota being revived or Omnigul Strike again, there are some other possibilities for the days in February that would align with holidays. So we have February the 3rd, the day the music died. We had February the 4th, create a vacuum day.
I will create one. I'm going to do that.
Which actually would be pretty would be pretty relevant to Destiny, like the power vacuum. Maybe they'll line it on the 4th of February. Create a vacuum day, power in brackets. National Weatherman's Day on the February the 5th. Send a card to a friend day on February the 7th. I missed a lame duck day. That could get up there. Kite flying day, hashtag confirmed. Likely to get a kite in your inventory that you can fly in patrol, and you can just sort of sit on a ledge and just hold a nice kite. I don't think that'd be pretty cool. I think kite flying day, February the 8th, confirmed. That is the Destiny.
All I think of is Mary Poppins. Go out to fly a kite.
Just frolicking titans on a hilltop. Well,
they could align it with February the 10th, the Umbrella Day.
Umbrella Day. Oh, right.
Umbrella Day.
Well.
So, you look, you know, they've got a myriad of possibilities to choose from for holidays in February. What do you guys want to see? I mean, I would be pretty happy with fly kite, or maybe create a vacuum.
Create a vacuum day. I'm not a huge fan of baths, man. I don't have a bath very often, but I'm going to get in the bath on that day and do the whole, pull the cup up, you know, keep the water in the cup, create a vacuum. It's going to be great.
That create a vacuum, like you've said it as a joke, but that could be a thing.
Create a power vacuum.
Lysander, what you were saying there before, Lysander conquered at New Monarchy Tower, Vanguard, power vacuum. You remember those leaked photos that were proven as fake for Destiny 2?
Yeah, the one with the hunter with the spear and stuff.
Yeah, like how everything was in flames and all that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
You get where I'm going with this?
No.
A power vacuum. So there's an internal civil war between the human factions, and the city is in flames.
Yeah.
Tying in with Destiny 2. Create a vacuum, create a power vacuum day. So shut up, Log. That makes sense in my mind.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first from the...
Heard it here first. Sloth's crazy.
I think it's just as likely to be a fucking live event sponsored by Dyson and you get a free fucking vacuum.
Dude, if they give you like a Ghostbusters vacuum pack can go just like... vacuum areas of dirt of the cosmos.
Don't cross the streams.
Or just, we can talk about anything on this show. We could just make up anything. And if it's not in there, we're just...
It's great.
We're 25 minutes in and we're talking about... Fucking vacuums.
I'm pretty sure we've all got a letter in the mail, invitation to join the Bungie Live team for these kind of ideas. Someone's going.
Yeah, someone somewhere.
On the team.
I'd like to imagine it's a fairy clap because they wouldn't want to go over the top. They've, you know, a bit of restraint.
Yeah,
just a golf clap. Yes, hey. Tally ho, pip pip, shallow and pedantic. Yes.
You're mentioning crucible changes because there's actually mention of that as well, right?
Yeah, but there's no detail.
There is,
about
it. So just let me find it. So they want to. So the goals are. What they've called the fairly vague, mysterious overview of the PvP changes. Promote alternatives and counters to shotguns. Yes. Absolutely yes. Align potency of primary weapons with surgical changes. I don't actually understand what that means, but I mean, I'll have a wild stab in the dark. Potency of primary weapons. Get people using primaries and not just fucking waiting next to special boxes all the time.
Please bring it.
Yeah.
Surgical changes means minute but important changes.
Oh, I read it that Deej was having plastic surgery.
Or Deej is getting plastic surgery.
Yeah, one of the two. I don't know. He's a beautiful man. He shouldn't do it. Stay natural.
I don't even know what it looks like. File down a couple of issues with each class. I'm not sure if, like, the only thing that I can really see as being broken. Is the Warlock melee, but that's never going to change. So that's a thing that's just going to sit.
I was talking to Keg about that the other night, actually, and he kind of, Keg, as much as he is a hunter through and through, and like he's been one of my best mates for my entire life, but besides that, he picked up and he decided, no, I want to level my warlock. And he said to me, he goes, each class basically has a different thing that's strong. Like, you look at the hunters, they've got sort of all their supers are really, really fucking brutal, right? Where you've got the Titans, all the Titans' grenades are really, really fucking strong. Like, there's, you know, look at lightning grenades. With warlocks, it's melees. And that's just his observation. But, like, the more I think about it, the more it might make sense in that, you know, that there are subtle differences between the classes that make one more suited to being an up-close brawler, and it's not really the one that's the big one with the armor on. It's not what you think. So, I don't know, I think there's merit to that. And I think with things like that, they ruin the game if they just nerf it all completely. I mean, we've seen that in the past with Sunbros and all that sort of stuff where, you know, they were probably in a good place for the actual ability itself. They needed to just work out a way to bring everything else up to meet it, not just make it shit. But, I mean, that's always going to be the nature of the beast. It's hard to juggle.
No, that absolutely makes sense that the... Jesus, he's such a smart dude. Why is he so smart all of the time? Please, Keg, calm down. No, he's good. he's hit the nail on the head. Like, why, you know, each class has a different strength, like a different OP, like OP strength. That's good. That's really good. No, I'll pay that. So goal number four: fix some issues with a sample platter of exotics. Now, I haven't been playing a lot of Destiny. Do either of you know what that means?
No, I wonder. I wonder if chat knows what they're talking. I fix some issues with a sampler platter of exotics.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's a sampler platter? A platter of exotics.
Is there going to be hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Know how to spell it this long?
Horse d'oeuvres.
What complaints have been about exotics at the moment?
I don't know. They're probably just I don't think they're strong enough.
I haven't been on the forum this morning because I've been hungover as hell, but that's not the point. I dare say that they want to do some, like, either buff some changes that people are complaining about, or not complaining, but complaining is not the word I would use. Noticing issues that people are noticing and then complaining on the forums. And then the last one being supporting adjustments to special ammunition, make the timer longer.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is, like, three out of the five of these are sort of directed at shotguns.
Yeah, you're right.
One, promote alternatives to shotguns. Two, make people use primaries more. Five, stop getting so much secondary ammo. Like, three out of the five seem very directed at getting people to stop using shotguns.
In regards to the meta at the moment with the matadors and your matadors and all that sort of thing, it's last night in a few games I played last night, I was destroyed by sidearms, and I know that sidearms spawn with ammunition every time you die, so that's a thing that is interesting as well. Is that are they going to not fix sidearms, but are they going to bring sidearms in line with every other special, like, secondary weapon? Or are they just going to fix the boxes and all that sort of thing, if that makes sense?
I mean, look at it this way. You've got a sidearm now, and it's not really competing, but if you've got a sidearm when they reduce the frequency of special ammo spawn, and you've got it when other people don't have it, it goes from being average to being pretty fucking good, to be perfectly honest.
Maybe that's him.
Right, last night. Do you remember the Iron Wreath from Year 2?
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm still upset that I deleted that. Anyway, beside the point. That's some interesting... Mm. But they've hit the title, vague overview. But like you said, Matt, it's three out of five are aimed at people who just sit next to special boxes with a Matador out.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't care anymore because I finally got a Matador on Xbox.
Dude, I knew this was coming the second I picked up a Matador.
Yeah.
The second I got one, I'm like, yes, I've got the God Roll Matador. They're going to nerf it next week.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly what happened with Felwinter's Lie in year one.
Yep.
Felwinter's Lie. I forgot about that.
How could you forget about it? You made a fucking comic about it.
Yeah, I did make a comment. Oh, yeah, let's make sure we fucking acknowledge that too. Because it got accepted on a community.
Yeah. Page. I mean, I've been spruiking
it. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want me to do that now?
Do it now. Do it right now.
Of course.
Okay. All right, guys. I've been complaining and whinging and doing nothing about it for weeks now that the Felwinter comic book was not accepted. And people took it upon themselves to just keep submitting my video for me, which was fantastic. And finally, it got accepted. So it is now on the community creations page, and you can vote for it, which is super cool. Makes me feel very happy. I can actually post a link, if you like, in the YouTube chat.
Do you have a link? Do you have a link? Put it in chat. Get it in.
Yep. I need to find it. If you give me a moment, I'll find it. So that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. It'll take 1 second to go and like hit the star. Literally, yeah. It's two clicks. It's the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, go hit the star and make sure it gets up there in the content, because it's really quite good. You should do that.
Yeah, it's let me find it for you.
Hint and Log and Sloth and Mylan. Well, while you do that, mate, we'll move on to the other games that we've been playing of recent. Log, what have you been doing? Like, we were talking about this pre-stream, but what have you been doing recently that you've been enjoying and want to see some more, you know, more
things? I mean, I've been casting a wide net of late. I've been doing that many different things. I'm kind of losing myself a little bit. I've been playing a bit of Forza. I've been playing a bit of... Yeah, just don't mum spaghetti on me. I mean, Australia Day, I did the Forza thing with you guys and all that. It was a great laugh. You know, and you always meet a few new people whenever you play a different game, or stream a different game anyway, so it's pretty fun. The other thing I've been doing is the whole guitar. I had my first little dabble in the creative thing at the back end of a stream, and... yeah, it was good. It was good to carry some friends in there to stick up for me in case people came past and went, "Your shit!" But that didn't happen, so that's all good. And the other thing, last night, got on and hammered the crap out of For Honor for a few hours with the Sloth. And I'm going to say, man, I'm... Like, I don't want it to be Overwatch in that I don't want it to... that. Like, just I hope that isn't the game, really. Like, I want it to be a bit bigger... There needs to be a bit more of an expanded universe that it exists in. Aside from having probably the weirdest premise for a story, guess what? The world collapsed and now all these cultures just fight each other because...
because...
No, it is incredibly weird. Like you said, I was playing For Honor with you there last night, and it's difficult. Let me start again. It's beautiful. Ubisoft have done really, really well with the cutscenes. Nice. They've done really, really well with the gameplay. It looks really top. It is difficult, but when you land that killing blow...
Oh, dude.
You just want to get their blood from the spouting wound on their neck and just rub it on your helmet, you know, like that sort of thing. Like, it's...
Do you know what? It is. This is how I describe it from the limited amount of time that I got to play, which I'll get to in a sec. It's very visceral, right? And it's also enraging, like when you come across a really good player and they just dominate you, like
they just box you out.
Salty as it's like built into it that you like dab emote. I was gonna say dab emote on them, like.
You know what the worst part is, and we found this out last night, didn't we, Log? On the 4v4 map,
friendly fire.
You
know,
you can go up and down the ladders. No, not so much the friendly fire, but I was chasing. You and I were both chasing this dude. He went up a ladder.
Oh,
I went up first. He sat at the top on the ladder and hit the B button, so he slid back down as fast as he could and knocks you off the ladder and almost immediately kills you.
Oh,
it is cheap.
Yeah.
There is a lot of little subtle combat hints that I haven't really worked out yet that I see people do to me that I'm like piques my interest to get better at it. And I think that's the thing, right? You see like a really good player, you're like, ooh, I've got to learn how to do that. And it's not very obvious from my experience so far about how to do. I know you've got a move list, but it's hard to practice those moves. Like I haven't seen you can do like a custom match and do a bit of training, but even in that, there's no like pause button or anything like that. So it's very you have to have the experience of it, like in a live environment almost, even if you're using bots. And the bots are insanely good as well.
Yeah, the bots are sometimes better than the human players.
Most of the time better than the humans that I've
for
seen.
Now. I mean, we're talking about a game that's a day
for now, old. Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, I don't know. I found it incredibly satisfying. And, like, I don't know. I mean, anyone who's watched me stream anything knows that whenever I do anything, I yell out and carry on and... Like, but there was so much, like, when I beat people last night, it'd be like, fucking eat it! You know, like, fully...
So this would be a good time to, like, advertise. I think, well, I don't, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I think you might see what me, Sloth, and Log over at Log's channel, or Sloth's channel, later tonight, streaming some Core Honor, teaming up on the Xbox.
You know what I'm going to do? Possibly, I'm going to do what I did with Sloth last night. I'm going to stand back and watch him fight someone. And then when he's whittled down to health, come in with a big boomp in the back of the head and they're dead.
And I'm there like,
I'm dead. I'm dead. And
yeah, I did kill you by accidentally hitting you with a sword. But
No, it's the thing about For Honor is it's a lot of fun. But like you said, Log, I don't want it to be an Overwatch type of thing where it's just the same. Yeah. I want to see a decent sort of, like at the moment. So at the moment, let me just explain this. At the moment, they've got a 1v1, a 2v2, and a 4v4. So Dominion, Duel, and Meh. And they, on top of that, at the end of each match, you can place, like depending on how you go in the match, you can place troops and resources where you are. So you can pick three factions at the start of the game.
Yeah.
It is Vikings, Knights, and Samurai.
Hold on a second. Can we be on the same team if we pick different factions?
I'm Samurai.
Yeah, Log's got Samurai. It's just, so at the end of the match, you place your resources in your faction area where you're fighting.
Yeah.
What happens then is that it's like a metagame inside the game. Yeah, like if anyone's played Planetside 2, like I'll liken this to Planetside 2 till the day I die. You know, like it's, you get to see how far your faction is pushed up the map. Like last night, the Samurai were pushed in way into Knight's territory, way into Vikings territory. I checked this morning, they had been pushed right back into theirs. And it's every 6 hours is a new turn. So the more you play, the more you put in for your faction, the more powerful your faction goes.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. It's very similar to ESO, very similar to Planetside. It's actually not a bad metagame. That being said, Ubisoft really need to pull their finger out with this because they can't just get by on visceral combat and visuals.
Yeah, it's got to have the content. Well,
you get gear and stuff as well. You can upgrade your character.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be grindy. Like, I like that too. Like, that was, you know, even last night in the, you know, couple of hours that I played it, the shit little bits of gear that I was getting trickling in, I'm going through, all right, I like that. You know, this is going to up my attack or whatever, but...
Yeah, it affects your stats too, which is pretty cool.
But over time, like, it's...
are you talking about, Sloth? I mean, it's going to have a campaign.
Yeah, it seems there will be a campaign. But I just like it, it. We've also seen something very similar to this before with a metagame and just multiplayer. You look at Titanfall 1, where it was just online. It was an online campaign. You know that. Do you remember that, guys?
I do.
Yeah. I remember it.
Yeah. So it's very, very similar to that sort of thing. It's that sort of. I'm getting those kind of warning signs with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying last night there is a good capacity for microtransactions as well.
I mean, that remains to be seen. We don't want to go off the fucking Richter on that because that's the kind of thing that...
Oh, no.
Triggered!
Absolutely not.
We don't need that. But, I mean, honestly, it's promising. And if you don't have access to it, even if it's one of our streams or anyone's, go and have a look because... The more opportunity you get to educate yourself before throwing your money at things, You know, I don't want anyone to waste their money. I work full time; I can afford to, and I still don't do it. So there is an open beta coming out, I believe, in about a month,
February 14th, I believe.
Half a month.
That's the release date.
What?
No, the release date's in March, mate.
Oh, okay. I just remember seeing that on just, the title. That's the open beta.
Just prior to Mass Effect Andromeda, which I'm also quite excited for as well. So yeah, that. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, you've been playing that log, Matt. What have you been doing on in your little personal corner of the world?
Mate, I've been playing Resident Evil 7. I did a playthrough of that.
Did you shit your pants?
It was. I always say this to people: playing a game on stream is very different from playing a game by yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like watching a horror movie or a thriller with friends compared to in a house by yourself. Before jumping back in the stream, I had a couple of like things to tidy up in my inventory and do that kind of shit. And I didn't have inventory to grab a certain item. So I was just fixing some things up before I went live on the stream. And I was fucking shit scared. I was like, oh my God, this just, and it was all areas I knew too. And I was like, this has got a whole lot scarier when I don't have my buddies next to me going, oh, that's the joke. Yeah, whatever, bitch. It got 10 times scarier without being on live stream to doing it. Like, I would not pick this game up and play it by myself. I wouldn't. It was fantastic to stream. I wouldn't have played it by myself, though.
I know wholeheartedly about that. A friend of mine got me into Outlast on PC. Oh, yeah. And I did some streaming with that. And I wouldn't play that. I wouldn't have played that by myself. Like, no. Not ever. That being said, I played it and I shat myself several times.
Yeah,
like it was frightening. I wouldn't even boot it up without the stream running. That's how bad it got.
Because I can't handle the main menu.
I don't do horror. I don't do horror.
I'm fucking hopeless.
I'm such a sook when it comes to horror. I mean, I'm seriously considering doing the Resident Evil 7 because it looks quite scary, but I'll have to wait until it gets on like Steam sale or something because I'm not paying, you know, $100 for a 5-hour story. Stuff that noise.
Well, I mean, look, I took a bit longer because it took me ages to solve some problems in there. Yeah. And not being like a Resident Evil player, I think I probably would have knocked it off quicker, but I played for a solid like 11 hours. And then obviously you get the second playthrough with, you keep all your gear, like typical Resident Evil, you keep all your stash. And I believe there's an alternative ending. I was ready to finish. I was ready to finish at about 9 hours. I was like, I'm ready for this to be done now. And it kept banging on. That's sort of one of my, for me anyway, for someone who doesn't like play a lot of horror games, Resident Evil, like I was quite ready for the game to be finished and it kept going. So I think there's plenty of content there, especially people that are like collectors and they do a second playthrough with keeping all their gear and all their set and playing on harder difficulties. I think there's enough content there, but I'm also the kind of person that doesn't do second playthroughs. Like I've had that experience. I'm probably not going back to Resident Evil 7.
Hit it and quit it.
I think you and I do about the same thing, mate. Where I tried to play through. Like I think I played through Mass Effect 2 and 3, maybe 4 times a pair, and 4 times on Mass Effect 1 as well. I went to try and start playing through that so I could remember the storyline completely before Andromeda comes out. I was just like, ugh, nah.
Same.
Man, I had enough trouble getting Destiny characters up to level. I don't even want to play through the start of the Rise of Iron mission so I can get to the fucking temple. I said the other night, Keg's like, oh, go and get your hunter and get it on Iron Banner. I'm like, I haven't even been to the temple in that character. I was like, what? Fuck that. I can't be bothered.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
just so, I mean, I did that. And you know what? Like, in Oz, we realized that like we do have a little bit of advantage of getting to games quicker. Like, I was streaming a day before most people in the US for the release of it, like, because I did it digitally, and polished it off in like 3 streams, which was really cool. We had a number of people watching it, so that was nice. And then I've been sinking a lot of time into Paragon. It's my like.
That's a MOBA, isn't it?
So my first MOBA that I've ever played, third person MOBA, cross platform PC and PS4. Man, I can see the addiction with MOBAs and the strategy. Like, I really love that kind of stuff. You build a deck. It's very strategic of what characters you pick. Everyone has to, like, go to a certain lane. You have certain roles that you need to sort of stick to in a PvP match. And it feels real good when it all comes together. So I first time playing MOBA, and I try to sneak in a game a day at this point. But sometimes games take a good 45 minutes to play. So it's sort of typical MOBA fashion, I guess.
Oh, it sounds very similar to Smite, which is a game that I got into a while ago, and I haven't picked it up for a while, but I did play it quite, you know, seriously there for a bit. Similar to League of Legends, that sort of MOBA type series. So I mean, no, more power to you, man. I don't think I'd ever be able to play that, you know, any more than I usually do. I don't think I'd be able to do it, you know, when live and all that sort of thing. But that's just my take on it. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's move on to, this will tie in with what else we've been doing this week. The decompression session. It's a new part of the DDU podcast to try and vent some of our ills. Now, I had the privilege yesterday of not being very busy at work, so I was watching Matt's stream. And you can take it from here, Matt, I think. Just what happened.
You know what really grinds my gears is, firstly, being late for a stream. And I know that grinds your gears too. If I'm late, people are like, Matt, you're a minute late, sucker. I've been fucking sitting here in your stream, fucking waiting for you to get your shit together so I can enjoy you playing video games. So if you're a minute late, I'm already unhappy. So that makes me unhappy. That makes me unhappy too. So not only was I an hour and a half late for my stream, when I finally did get on, I couldn't fucking play the game, which was For Honor, right? I got up, I even did a test stream the night before, couldn't get a match. Disconnect on every single match, either before, just immediately before it. I was like, what is going on? You know what? It was on the minute of release, so I thought, you know, some poor bastard is locked in a building right now. And they said, you can't leave here until people can enjoy that goddamn game. So someone's working. So I'll sleep on it. I'll come back in the morning. We'll play some For Honor. I'm sure it'll be all fixed. I get on. I thought I'll just start a little bit earlier. So, you know, make sure I'm on time. So 45 minutes before going live, I'll just check the server, see if I can get on. No game. Motherfucker. Go check Ubisoft support. Oh, yeah. Make sure you're... make sure you've got your, you know, your ports open. Make sure your Ubisoft fucking port forwarding, and you've got a static IP address on your Xbox One. You got your Xbox Live Gold port forwarded. And I was like, motherfucker. I was like, you know, I can do this. I can do this. Marlon the hacker. I have done some of that stuff before. So I was like, okay. Yeah, I can do that. I can get a NAT type of open, and I can solve this problem. You know, 3 hours later, 2 hours later, an hour and a half later for the stream, I think I'd fixed it. I got into one game. I was like, I've done it. He's done it. We're here. And then it wouldn't work.
I got to be there for that moment. The look on your face. I want a poster of it just for... Because you weren't... It was like there was just... You went and you just said nothing for 10 seconds.
I've realized I should not stream. People got banned from stream that day. I should not stream when I'm in a salty mood. I definitely, like, streaming is a balance between the streamer and the chat. And if you ain't having a good day, shit's going to get real. And it did. So, like, you're basically, like, I don't know. Stream picks up on that negative, salty energy, and it got out of hand. I would have been much better off not streaming. What was it, yesterday, day before, whatever it was.
Have a Snickers. Why? Because you don't stream when you're angry.
What about you, Sloth? What's pissed you off this week?
No. You go first, mate. You go first.
Me?
You go.
I've been in a pretty good mood this week. Probably Deej writing an article that I had to read that contained fucking nothing was the most annoying thing. Oh, that, and I got fucked over at the mechanics, but that's not really a gaming thing, so
I don't think it has to be. I don't think it has to be gaming related.
Oh, dude! So I put my car in. I burst a tire driving home a week and a half ago, and it scared the shit out of me. Like it, it come right off the rim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it fucking scared the crap out of me. So I changed it, and I had the spare on, whatever. And I took it to get it changed, right? And I had to get a rego check as well. And they're like, "Oh, you need your other two front tires done to pass rego," which I kind of knew because they were getting pretty low.
See, we don't have that in WA. We don't have that here.
You don't have rego checks?
No, no. Your car doesn't have to do a physical inspection for registration.
That's fucking awesome. I'm moving there.
That's not awesome at all. That's completely dangerous. I'm never going to Western Australia again. No. Fuck that noise.
You don't have to take it over the pits at all. Ever.
Actually, no. That being said, in Queensland, to get re-registered, you don't have to put it over the pits.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fucking New South Wales and its bureaucracy. but we so basically, long story short,
best rugby league team
and most attractive sisters. Fuck off.
The most attractive dude right here.
Yeah, righto.
You know, like.
So basically, long story short, I got to the mechanic and I noticed that the spare tire that I fucking put on the back left, which is where this tire, the one that fucking burst was still on there. And I thought, this is a bit weird. I opened my boot. They haven't even changed the fucking tire that I sent them there to change. It's like, what?
Well, they changed your two front ones.
They changed my two front ones and stiffed me for that, but didn't even touch one in the fucking boot. And then I'm like, can I have the, like, all right, I need to get this one. And they're like, oh, no worries. That'll be $150 for a new tire. Well, no, I want one of the ones you fucking took off the front. Go and give me one of them.
Yeah, exactly, because the spare tire is a spare tire. It's only to get you to the mechanics. You don't need a brand new tire as your spare.
Exactly. It's just stupid. And the spare that was in there was fucking pristine. It's now on the car. It was like...
brand new.
I guess what we're going to label this segment is, for the younger audience, this is like dad advice with log Sloth and Matt.
Dad advice.
Did you check the coolant before you went on your long trip? Did you change the oil?
Did you make sure that you put fluid in the lights, your headlight fluid? Do you make sure you put your headlight fluid in?
Headlight. Mate, my cars aren't fancy enough to have a fucking headlight fluid.
I reckon mine's got it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to delivery.
Scrumptious. What'd you get? Cupcakes?
No, bloody bread roll with some chicken and cheese.
Cheers, buddy.
Oh, she goes all right, eh?
Yeah. Have children. They're great. They'll bring you meals.
Well, yeah. Nah, probably not after what I'm about to tell you next. What I need to really decompress about is I have twin girls. They're 12 going on 21. And
They're twins? I didn't know you had twins.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh my god. No wonder why you can never make these streams.
Fucking this time. they said, "Dad, I want to go down to the skate park." And I said, "Yeah, all right. Who's going down there with you?" Because they're not allowed to go down there by themselves yet. Because
the skate park.
Like, this park's in a pretty good area. It's just going through a pretty shitty area to get to the skate park, and I'm not going to fucking drive them. They can walk, just like I used to, you know. But I usually send her sister with her, and they go down the skate park and they mess around down there. Anyway, and I said, "Who's taken?" And she goes, "My boyfriend." I said, "Oh, really? Do I know this fella?" And she goes, "No, he's in high school." I'm like, "Sorry? How old is he?" 17. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I have this massive blow up at my eldest in regards to this fella. I tried my best to get his name out. I ended up finally getting to him. But I reacted, I can attest to this, I reacted as calmly as a raging bull.
Oh, it was fucking... Yeah. It was funny because you're coming into the... Well, it wasn't funny, but it was... Like, you come into our group chat, like, we have a clan group chat, and he's like, "This is what's happened," and everyone's just gone like... everyone that read it was just like, fuck, dot, dot, dot. No one had any advice. That's shit.
So, yeah, I blew up and I am still in a bit of a blue with my oldest. However, that being said, she knows that if I ever catch this bloke hanging around the house, or if I ever catch him trying to hang around her, I might be doing my next stream from Long Bay Prison. But that's beside. Nah, it's just I'm very protective of my daughters. And if we have any parents out there who listen to the podcast, watch the podcast. I know Log, you've got Isla, and Matt, you've got Billy and
my dog.
Yeah, you understand what I mean. You do anything to protect your children.
Yeah, that's what it's all
And you said, I think it was you who said it, or it was either that or Huey Log. With boys, you only have to worry about their dick. With girls, you have to.
Man,
this got real. I'm trying to eat a fucking hamburger.
My God, I don't know how. I know how I would react the same as you. That's what year are you in as a 12-year-old? That year six, first man. Year of high school.
That's year seven this year.
Is your year seven high school over there? Because our year seven got changed to high school, right?
Yeah, high school, yeah.
So it's first year of high school. And 17 is last year of high school, right? 17's year 12.
Second last year or last year, yeah. So
How do we convert this to the US chat? What, that's senior and a fucking...
That's just leaving middle school. To the end of college. To the end of high school. At the very end of high school.
I didn't turn 18 until after I'd done my HSC.
I didn't turn 18 until after I finished school either.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, same. I turned 18 after I finished school. Yeah. Did you ask him this question though, Sloth?
I haven't caught him, mate.
Well, obviously, he's still fucking broadcasting from outside of prison.
I haven't caught him, mate. I have been watching the front of the house like a hawk, and if I see Kate, like, because I usually stream with the door open, her bedroom's right there, and she usually just sulks in a bedroom. So if I see her leaving, I go up and go, "Where are you going?" She goes, "I don't know." I'm like, "Yeah, get back in your bedroom." So
yeah, but the thing is, like, does he play Destiny?
Fuck knows.
Oh, dude, we should...
Would you like to get him on the podcast?
Oh. We're just trying to lighten it. It's not... Fuck. Can you live stream you giving him a dressing down?
I'm so glad I live on the other side of the country. I'm so glad I live on the other side of the country.
All right, let's move on. Okay, cool. Trying to salvage something from this fucking train wreck. Okay. All right, the other thing that we're going to do is we're going to do a bit of a content review. It could be YouTube, it could be watching a stream, it could be anything you've watched through the week that has tickled your giblets. I shouldn't have said that. anything you've really enjoyed watching. For me, it's a fucking no-brainer. Brother Kin put a new video up. The Lords of Iron, the Rise of Iron Law in death metal format. It is fucking unreal.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Dude, you'll have to... Oh. It's basically just a song. It's if you're a fan of Amon Amarth, it's so in that vein. It's fucking ridiculous. It is...
That's really good.
He is such a phenomenally talented dude that, you know... We'll have to get him on here because it's something that I've never seen anyone do it before. He did a No One's Mercy review. Back, like,
is that the same dude? Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like fully, like, if you, it's got subtitles because otherwise you'd probably miss half of it. But he is just fully describing the specs of the gun and all this sort of shit. But just like full blown metal voice. So I don't know. I love content like that. Like, while it's Destiny content, it's so. Like, it's a person's content as well. Like, this is what this good dude does. I'm not apologising for it. Here it is. If you don't like it, fuck you. And I think that's great.
I don't have one off the top of my head, but I do have one that I would like to promote that will be coming out soon.
Yep.
Aduba Plays Games. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah, gent? I know Aduba, yeah. Yeah, he's right? A champ.
He's got an exotic armor wrap coming up, I believe. And his last one did extremely well. I think it was Movie of the Week when he did one of the wraps. So, yeah, in the same vein. So stay tuned to that channel.
We'll have cool. to, he's oh, he's also, play. I think if you get onto his Twitter, it's at Duba Plays Games. He's looking for people for clips too. And I'm meant to like help, but I've been too swept up in For Honor. So, you know.
Do it. I sent him my clip. I sent him my clip and I'll let you guys know. I put a little bit of lore in there too with the location and the armor wearing.
Oh, wow. Subtle.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll subtle. Know it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it.
Is it Aphrodite?
No.
Right. Oh,
right. Well,
no.
It involves Mercury.
Yeah. Right. Hey. So, yeah, I don't know. Sloth, what do you got?
Well, I got two. And two? Scarlet's... Yeah, mate, yeah. The first one being a song that was released by a community YouTube channel called Mashed. And the song is called I Should Have Played Mercy, or You Should Have Played Mercy.
All right.
It is basically a song that takes the piss out of people who get angry and blame their teammates for losing. And I found it incredibly funny. Jazzy and Scarlett both sent it to me, so I'm pretty happy with that.
What is it? Mashed on Overwatch. Oh, yeah.
So it's a little bit of a piss take at that. And the second one is a video by a dude called Soviet Womble. He's a British variety streamer, YouTuber. And it is the random armor bullshittery, part one. I have never laughed harder at people scattering and like the spotters on the hill just like... incoming, and he's just like laughing his ass off, and there's mortars coming in around. He's just like, you C word, you cocks, you pains in the ass, you fuckers, and all that sort of thing. I've never laughed harder. I've never seen a British person get so utterly just flustered, hot under the collar and angry, but also just being incredibly chill. So I've been watching that guy with all his with a lot of his random bullshittery videos.
Yeah, they're actually really funny. Funny.
I would highly recommend that. But yeah, though, so that's what I've been watching this week.
Great. Right. What a great segment, man. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It can be anything. I mean, mine was Destiny related, but obviously it was incredibly self-serving too because it was heavy metal related. But anything, I think anything, you know, we'll just do anything at all. Obviously, the other one that I watched this week that I was just dying laughing over was fucking Jim Sterling's 10 shittest games of 2016.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, he does the countdown dressed as fucking Skeletor. It is beautiful. Go on. If you don't follow...
Dude, you guys... I'm literally just lining up a queue of YouTube videos to watch after this. I'm going to have Sterling. To watch Jim Sterling.
Any Jim Sterling shit, dude. He never misses. He is so fucking
The Jimquisition episodes are very funny... Well written, but also do prove a pretty good point with most of the shit he's trying to get across as well. Yes, that video log, I had completely forgotten about it, and I feel ashamed that I did so because it's fucking hilarious.
Where is it? 10, what is it? The 2016 worst games? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it'd probably be called something like that. But yeah, he goes pretty hard in the thing. All right. Well, I mean, that's the end of our run sheet. So. Basically, if you're in the stream, if you're in the YouTube stream and you want to ask a question, fire away. If you're in the Twitch stream and you want to ask a question, fire away. Your stuff will be captured on the screen. We don't have it set up for YouTube, so if it's really important to you, jump over to the Twitch. If not, ask away. But that Jim Sterling, anything. I watch everything he does, like feverishly.
Yeah, it is really, really good.
Yeah, he's when you look into what he does, basically, he's able to do completely impartial reviews because he's got a Patreon that basically pays for him to go out and buy games because he doesn't get sent games from developers anymore, really. because he's brutally honest. And I think in this day and age, you need that because there's so much industry bullshit of like, you know, fuck, I don't know. Like,
why do I always get like what's the background of his channel? The red and the black. I always get like a
it's got a communist connotation. I
feel to it. Is there a story behind that?
I don't know. Looks cool.
He did his initial, he's worked for a lot of companies, but the company I remember him working for is Escapist Magazine.
Yeah.
Same dudes that
Zero Punctuation.
Zero Punctuation, which is fucking hilarious as well, and you should definitely watch it.
Oh, Zero Punctuation. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Right. But he was on Escapist Magazine for quite a while, and then he went into for 2 years ago he went independent and gym dependent or whatever he calls himself now, but Log said he gets all of his fundage through Patreon, gets no money from YouTube. So what he does is he puts as much copyrighted material related to what he's talking about in the video, so just gets headlocked between three companies, so they can't claim any of the ad revenue.
Yeah. You know, that happens with my streams now with putting music on. I got like 26 copyright notices, and what it does, they can't work it out, so they just remove the ads completely.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So like it's such a good go. It is really, really good that I thoroughly enjoy it, and I think Log does as well. Thoroughly enjoy Jim effing Sterling, son. So I'm pretty keen for that.
I got a question here.
Yeah, all right, go. Sam.
Three breasted Martian hooker says, what's your guys' favorite metal albums? I'm going to assume this is directed at both of you because I cannot answer that question.
Ooh.
Fuck. I used to feverishly obsess over these kinds of things, like ranking albums and things like that. But since I've grown up and stopped being a dickhead, I haven't really worried about it. But for me, Iron Maiden, Power Slave is probably the softest I can throw at you. I kind of like that word a little bit, you know. Testament the Gathering. Mastodon, Leviathan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Judas Priest screaming for vengeance.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Mine's probably the latest Sabaton live album from Wacken. Wacken?
Wacken.
Wacken. Was it We Drink Your Blood? No, wait. Hang on. I can't remember exactly what the album's called now. I'm really dumb. I'm sorry. One of my favorite artists at the moment that I listen to religiously is Powerwolf. And Log, you know this, I'm quite into Powerwolf. Blessed and Possessed is a decent album. One thing that I didn't actually enjoy, but when I first started to listen to it is Creator, their new one. What's it called again?
Jesus, we're doing really well, aren't we? Here's a whole heap of artists. I wanted to say Phantom Antichrist, but that was the one before it.
Yeah. It is Phantom Antichrist.
No. And Gods of. So there's a new one. Only came out 2 days ago.
Oh, right. Yeah. So there's that as well. And also, there's another band that I have been listening to recently that's good Aussie metal. Akuma, Shrouds of the Final Nothing. Good band.
You're
bit a of cunt. A shit. But,
you're
good.
A cunt. You fucking piece of shit. I thought you were going to say band. King Parrot. Yeah, righto.
That's his band.
Leave it alone.
Nah, it's good.
It is called Gods of Violence, the new creator.
Gods of Violence.
Do you want me to throw some more questions your way?
Absolutely.
Yeah, send it.
Now, this one I don't really know how to answer, but there is a discussion about it, which I have some information. So Miko asked, can we have a discussion about how Osiris influenced Kabir's or Caber's Vault of Glass team. I'm not 100% sure on that, and my brain is not in the lore mind at the moment. But I do think we'll see Osiris returning. I do think he will be a main quest giver in Destiny 2 at least. Love to see some content from him between now and Destiny. That would be amazing. But there's also discussion on how to pronounce his name, and I do have some information on that. The in-game dialogue that's pronounced for Kabir, I think they say Kabir in-game in the Vault of Glass in Praetor's Mission.
Yeah, it's Kabir, yeah.
They say Kabir. Deej mentioned on a live stream that the voice actor pronounced it wrong or something like that, and it should be Caber, I believe. I believe it should be Caber, not Kabir. There you go.
Well,
it could be Kabar. Maybe Kabar.
Wouldn't it be Kabir?
I don't know. I'm just going
Deej
from
said
what,
not,
what was
so.
Yeah. I'm just going from what I remember being said in a live stream about the pronunciation of it.
Metal albums do sound like shitty video games. You're absolutely right. And if your album name doesn't sound like a fucking shitty video game, you're doing it wrong. Okay.
Thoughts on the Star Wars Episode 8 title?
Don't get too upset. No, there's going to be... Luke isn't going to die. It's going to be okay. The Last Jedi. Jedi is a plural. It's referring to a group of Jedi. They're going to be the last group of Jedi. Not Luke is the last Jedi.
What if they're talking about a plural, though?
Well, then they're the last Jedi. He's putting together the last group of Jedi.
Yeah, but what if it's not plural, is what I'm saying.
But what if it is?
But what if it's not?
Then he's dead.
It's obviously got to include Luke Skywalker.
Well, he is the last Jedi, as it stands. Right now, he's the last Jedi.
He's meant to be, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything bad happens to him.
Well... Don't talk ill of my Star Wars. I almost called it Star Trek. Well, I would have been really under the bus there. I got a question from the Twitch. What do you think will replace Crimson Days? We already covered this, Spoonie. It's going to be Vacuum Day.
Create a Vacuum Day.
Go get yourself a Dyson, clean the fucking house, get experience points.
Yeah.
Mrs. will love you. You'll be popular around the joint that week.
Do you think... From Iron Duck 1, do you think we'll ever see the rest of the dead Iron Lords?
No.
Oh.
Are they dead? Yeah. Are they dead?
Yeah. I reckon they're pretty dead.
Thanks for the answer. No, cheese.
Yeah. They're not coming back. I covered this. I covered this in a video. I think it was not misleading, but probably not 100% accurate to the lore to only have three sort of Iron Lords at the end and why they were chosen in comparison to the other ones. But I think they're well and truly gone, apart from Aphrodite. We'll get more information. Well, obviously we know Aphrodite's alive and she's been hanging out with the bug huggers and hippies, the pacifists in the Outer Rim.
Not a fan. Wouldn't be much of a game if everyone was like that Aphrodite. Pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah, going
around dishing out hugs.
Can't be
stupid game.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, Fallen give really good hugs. Fallen give excellent
they
hugs.
They could go over the top and underneath at the same time.
They could do both.
You'd just be like, oh, jeez.
Wow. That's I'm it. Down for it.
Yeah, man, I love hugs. Hugs is cool.
Hugs.
Hugs.
Just watching decline.
Who wants free hugs? From a one-legged tattooed fella. No?
Not me.
No.
Get out.
Oh. Bye. All right. Yeah. Oh,
where is Marisov?
She's dead. She's in the ethereal plane of existence. She does not exist.
She's with...
Except inside Aldrin's mind.
No. No.
Triggered.
No. Okay, so Osiris and Eris Morn went to speak with Marisov about the arrival of Oryx, and they formulated a plan. We don't know what that plan was, but I assume and speculate that it was the battle that happened between the Awoken and the Dreadnought. If you hang around Brother Vance long enough, he talks about this plan. And basically he says they had to wait for the exact moment. And if they missed their opportunity, all will be lost and stuff like that. And he mentions it a couple of times. If you find the quotes for Brother Vance, is like there was this specific moment in time that they had to wait for. And I reckon that moment was faking her death. I think the moment was they had to wait so it was realistic enough that the queen was killed and to fake the queen's death, and that she either entered another parallel universe with Osiris, because Osiris was there talking about a plan with her. I think Osiris worked out time travel using Vex Tech, and he passed that information on to the queen. She's either with Osiris or she's with Toland. Either one. Not in our reality at this stage.
So she's on an ethereal plane, so therefore dead.
Yeah, but then you added in Prince Aldrin's mind.
Well, maybe I was just...
I was agreeing with you, and then you reinforced your claim.
Oh, jeez, you bit hard. Sorry, mate.
All right. You know what? I think we're at the end of our tether. We've exhausted all of the questions. If we've missed you, next week, we're here every week. I think next week we're going to actually have Jazzy on Sloth. We're going to go through, focus on her amazing screenshots that sort of transcend, like, looking like fucking screenshots. They're just insane. They look like paintings. Nice. And yeah, she does amazing work. So it'll be good to get her on and have a chat. But any closing comments from you, pair of Muppets?
Well, it's good to be back. Good to be back as part of the insanity as that is podcasting with you. So it's good.
Yep.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Tippy top.
Righto. Well, we're going to be on later plan for Honor. So whether that's today or tomorrow for you is your problem, but for us, it's tonight. So it'll be in the future sometime from now.
In the future. Yep.
In about 6 hours, but something like that. And we will see you then. Listen to this music because it is good. Oh, hang on. Where are we?
Peace.